it's time to talk sports with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. So, Ibrahim, even after two games yesterday, the race in the American League Central is still very, very tight. What happened?
Well, yesterday they played a doubleheader, the Minnesota Twins versus the Detroit Tigers. The first game, Minnesota got a game on them. They played
a 10-inning nail-biter. Wow.
Yeah. Minnesota won 3-2. It was a really tough game. And then in the second game...
Still close.
Definitely still close. They had drawn the lead, the lead in the division, AL Central, down to one game. And then in the second game, they brought to the mound their ace, Justin Verlander. And then the Tigers ended up winning 6-5. The interesting thing about this is that everyone has their routine in the morning. You drink your coffee, whatever you do in the morning is your routine. Justin Verlander kept his routine. So for the listeners out there thinking about, he didn't watch the beginning of the first game. He was in bed at the beginning of the first game, and he kept his routine.
He didn't change anything.
Exactly. And that's what I think... With a pitcher, with a big game pitcher like this, you keep your rhythm, and that's how you stay successful. And then he came in and he did what he was supposed to do.
There's another important race coming up here. It's the 2009 chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup. There was a race 2 weeks ago. Race two was this past Sunday, and then we have race three that's coming up at the Kansas Speedway. What's going on with this race? Who's going to win?
So our listeners know, the NASCAR is the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
Right.
And it sanctions over 1,500 races at over 100 tracks in 39 states. And this is interesting, is that professional football is the only sport in the United States that holds more viewers than NASCAR. NASCAR is a huge sport in the country. So right now there are 13 drivers in the chase, and the leader is a guy, a 50 years old.
Why are you pointing at me? What was that about?
He's in the lead, and he's being chased by Jimmy Johnson, and who's attempting to be the only 4-year consecutive winner. So really, Jimmy Johnson is the guy that everyone's watching. They have 8 races left in the series, and people think that he's going to eclipse him. But right now, it's still a close one, and Mark Martin is still
Most
in the lead.
Most people are betting on Mark Martin to take this.
Yeah, but Jimmy Johnson, boy, I don't know. He's got history behind him.
Okay, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor. Coming up, Saxby Chambliss, the Republican senator from Georgia, is going to talk to us about what to do with the troops in Afghanistan.
The Takeaway is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org and by the Freeman Foundation.